Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to be with you, or have you with me once again, amen, for this episode of A Year in a Word, in the Word. Glory to God. Amen. Today we're reading from 1 Chronicles chapters 1 through 4. To the glory of God Almighty. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thanking you, Lord. Amen. Because you are the true and the living God. There is no other. You are Lord indeed. Amen. All power is in your hands. You are the Almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God that we serve and that we come before on this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, it's not just words when we say we are thankful, Lord God, that you have been gracious to us, because all of us could have been dead long time ago, but you have given us time. You have given us grace. You have given us instruction. You have given us things like being able to come before you in a year in the Word and learn more of you and about ourselves. Oh, Lord, another opportunity for your Spirit to give us revelation from on high and help us, Lord God, to come forward, Lord God, and to get rid of those things that have been keeping us back. Help us, Lord God, this morning. Help us, Lord God, to redeem the time. Help us, Lord God, to move forward. Help us, Lord God, to break through and break out of those things that have kept us, Lord, from being that we were purposed to be, that we were destined to be. Lord God, we bind every ancient evil right now in the name of Jesus that has come against our purpose. For surely our purpose was intended by you. It was destined by you that we be great and that we be followers of yours and be in relationship with you from the very beginning. It was your will that we be in this relationship, and that it not falter on our side, because it cannot falter on yours. You love us with an everlasting love, Lord God, and we thank you this morning. We are thankful this morning. We are thankful this morning, Lord God, for every healing that you have wrought, for every breakthrough that you have formed in the atmosphere and in the earth realm, Lord God, that we're stepping into even right now. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Oh, Lord God, bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of each and every one, Lord God, that are listening, whatever, Lord God, their situation, whatever the issue, Lord God, that they have before you. Lord God, I'm asking with them, Lord, that you bring forth healing, that you bring forth resolution. Lord God, that you bring forth an answer. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, move in us, Lord God, and through us and for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, Lord God, to help the world to see that you are God and there is no other. Lord God, help us to live with godly principles, Lord God, not just in our speech, but in our manner, Lord God, in our verbals and our non-verbals. Lord God, let your presence be apparent to those that see us. Even if they don't know you, they'll know that something is different about us. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver, and help, Lord God. 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 Oh, Lord God, we are in a season, we are in a time, we are in an age where we need your help more than ever before, Lord God. Your people need your help, Lord God. Those that don't need you need your help being able to see you, Lord God, in the midst of all the riffraff that has been presented to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to be able to speak clear and distinctly so that people will understand the word of God as it comes forth out of our mouths and as it comes through our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us insight from heaven. Give us revelations, Lord God, directly from your throne to be able to do all of this successfully. Oh, Lord God, and to please you in all things, Lord God. Everyone in a relationship wants to please, Lord God, the person they're in relationship with. Oh, God, and we want to please you, Lord God, this morning. Lord, forgive all our lack of, forgive all our missteps this morning, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to bring you pleasure, Lord God, because that will give us pleasure. Lord God, bringing you pleasure. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you open our minds and our hearts to your word today. Give us revelation from on high, Lord God, and give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, 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 to the glory of God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Amen. We are in the book of First Chronicles. We're reading the first through the fourth chapters. Amen. And as I look at it, we are doing a lot of genealogy work in these chapters. So please forgive me as I stumble through some of these names, because I do find some of them to be difficult to pronounce. Amen. But hopefully you are following along in your Bible. Amen. So that you can follow along and perhaps even correct me as I go, as we go along. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enosh, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tirah. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Japheth, and Tegarmah. The sons of Japhan were Elisha, Tarshisha, Kittim, and Radanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Septa, Rema, Septesta. The sons of Rema were Sheba and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Netuhim, Pathrushim, Pathluhim, from whom came the Philistines and the Kaphtorim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, and the Girgash. The Hivite and the Arkite and the Sinite, Arvadite, the Zemorite and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Ho, Gether, and Meshach. Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almadad, Salah, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadorim, Uzal, Dikla, Ebo, Ebiamel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Ruah, Phirah, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, who is Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are the genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Kedar, Edbeel, Mibzam, Mishma, Duma, Mesa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Nephish, and Kadima. These were the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimram, Joktan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Joktan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Bida, and Elda. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Getam, and Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shama, and Miza. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeel, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Haman. Lotan's sister was Timnah. The children of Shobal were Alion, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Aja and Anna, and the sons of Anna was Dishon. The sons of Dishon were Hamran, Ishban, Ithran, and Shiron. The sons of Izar, Bilhan, Devan, and Dekan. The sons of Dishon were Uz and Aaron. Now these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before a king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, the name of his city was Dinhaba. And when Bela died, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozra, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And when Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who attacked Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of the city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla of Masrika reigned in his. Samla died. Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his place. When Saul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And when Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. And the name of the city was Pei. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezhab. Hadad died also. And the chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Alia, Chief Zephah, Chief Ahobama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Timon, Chief Mizar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Aram. These were the chiefs of Edom. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. The firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Halko, and Dara, five of them in all. The sons of Carmi were Ekhar and the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing. The son of Ethan was Azariah. Also the son of Hezron, who were born to him, were Jeremiel, Ram, and Shelubai. Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nashon, leader of the children of Judah. Nashon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab, the Shemiah, the third, Nathanael, the fourth, Radai, the fifth, Ozem, the sixth, and David, the second. Now their daughters were Zeruah and Abigail, and the sons of Zeruah were Abishai, Joab, and Asa, three. Abigail bore Amasa. The father of Amasa was Jeter, the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, had children of Azuba, his wife, and Jeruiah. Now these were her sons, Jesser, Jobab, and Ardan. When Azuba died, Caleb took Ephrath as his wife, who bore him Hur, and Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. Now afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the son of Gilead, who he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Zegub. Zegub begot Zer, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Jesher and Syria took from them the towns of Jair with Kenath and its towns, 60 towns. All of these belonged to the sons of Machir, the son of Gilead. After Hazar died, Caleb, Ephrathite, Ezron's wife, Abijah, bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiah, firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Buna, Ezron, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiah had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiah, were Maaz, Zabin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Zeta and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. The name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Apam. Seled died without children. The son of Apam was Ishi, and the son of Ishi was Shishan, and Shishan's son was Elihad. The son of Jadab, the brother of Shammai, were Jeter and Jonathan. Jeter died without children, and the sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Beza. These were the sons of Jeremiah. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters, and Shishan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jerah. Shishan gave his daughter to Jerah, his servant, as wife, and she bore him Attai. Attai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad. Zabad begot Eliel, and Eliel begot Obed. Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. Azariah begot Helez, and Helez begot Eliasa. Eliasa begot Sismai, and Sismai begot Shalom. Shalom begot Jechmiah, and Jechmiah begot Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jeremy, were Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, the sons of Maresha, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tupelah, Rechem, and Shema. Shema begot Raham, the father of Jorkem, and Rechem begot Shemai, the son of Shammai, was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Mozah, and Gezaz. And Haran begot Gezaz, and the sons of Jadai were Regem, Jetham, Geshon, Pelet, Ephah, and Shamechab, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhanan. She also bore Sheph, the father of Madmana, Sheva, the father of Mechbena, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Asha. These were the descendants of Caleb, the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah. These were Shabal, the father of Kirjath Jearim, Shema, the father of Bethlehem, and Harath, the father of Beth Gedar. And Shabal, the father of Kirjath Jearim, had descendants, Heroi, and the half of the families of Manasseh. The families of Kirjath Jearim were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumethites, and the Mishrethites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtalites. The sons of Shammai were Bethlehem and Mesrabeth Joab, half the Mephthahites and the Zorites, and the families of the scribes who dwelt at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shemathites, and the Sukathites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Ammon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel by Abigail the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Machab, the daughter of Talmai, the king of Jesher. And the fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggath. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital, the Egla. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Also there were Izhar and Elishama, Eliphelet, Nagla, Nephleg, Shephiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Elasephlet. Nine in all. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar, their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son. Asa his son. Jehoshaphat his son. Jehoram his son. Ahaziah his son. Joash his son. And Amaziah his son. Azariah his son. Jotham his son. Ahaz his son. Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Ammon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn, and second, Jehoiakim, and the third, Zedekiah, and the fourth, Shalom. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah his son and Zedekiah his son. The sons of Jeconiah were Asur, Shealtiel his son, and Malchuram, Pediah, Shinizer, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Zedabiah. The sons of Pediah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam, Hananiah, Shemamith, their sister, and Hashubal, Ohel, Haya, Hashadiah, and Jeshub, Hesed. Five in all. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshaniah. The sons of Rephiah, the sons of Aaron, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. The sons of Shechaniah were Shemaiah. The sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat. Six in all. The sons of Neriah were Elionai, Hezekiah, and Ezraikam, three in all. The sons of Elionai were Hadovai, Eliashub, Pelei, Ekub, Johanan, Deliah, and Ani, seven in all. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reaiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai and Ladad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Isma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hezelaponai, and Penuel was the father of Gedar, and Ezar was the father of Cushiah. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nera. Nera bore him Ehuzam, Hefer, Demini, and Hehashpare. These were the sons of Nara, The sons of Hela were Zerah, Hazor, and Ethnon. And Cuz begot Anab, Zobiah, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Harum. Now Jabez was born more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on God, Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Shelah, the brother of Shuha, begot Mahar, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton begot Beth-Rapha, Pisiah, and Nehina, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekha. The sons of Kenaz were Othiel and Sariah. The sons of Othiel were Hasath and Menothiah, who begot Ophrah. Sariah begot Joab, the father of Gi-Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the sons of Jephunneh, were Eru, Elah, and Naam. The sons of Elah were Kenaz. The sons of Jehalel were Ziphah, Tiria, and Ezra. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Merad, Epher, and Jalon. And Merad's wife bore Miriam, Jemai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtimoa. His wife Jehudijah bore Jared, the father of Kedor, Heber, the son of Jacob, and Jekuthiel, the father of Genoa. And these were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merad took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the father of Nahum, were the fathers of Peliel, the Carmite, and of Eshtemoa, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rena, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishi were Zohath and Beth-Zohath. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were Er, the father of Lekah, Ladah, the father of Meresha, and the families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbia. Also Jotham, the men of Kosheba, and Joash, Zerah, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubi, Lehem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and those who dwelt at Nethim and Gadira. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jabin, Zerib, Zerah, and Shalom. Shalom his son, Nisam his son, Mishma his son, and the sons of Mishma were Hemuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did any of their family multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Molada, Herzashuel, Bilhah, Ezrim, Holad, Bethuel, Harmah, Diklad, Beth Markabo, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and at Sharam. These were the cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Atram, An, Rimmon, Pekshen, and Ashan, five cities, and all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were the dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Meshobab, Shemlech, and Shosha, the son of Amaziah, Joel, and Jehu, the sons of Jashabiah, and the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, Elihonai, Jacobiah, Jeshosiah, Adiel, Jessamiah, and Benaiah, Ziza, the son of Shifi, the son of Alan, the son of Zedadiah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Kedor, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful, for some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents, and the Munites were found there and utterly destroyed them, as it is in this day. So they dwelt in their place because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 of the men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captains Pelatia, Dariah, Uziel, the sons of Ishi, and they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day. I have read and you have heard from 1 Chronicles chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a blessing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen, that you would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved. Allow him to take your hand through your circumstance. Allow him to redirect you. Allow him to restore you, to replenish you, to revive you right now in the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray also that you will continue to be with me through this journey, through a year in the Word. Amen.